Well, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuned into Free Voices, the Odyssey of Positivity, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. We broadcast on the top of Burnaby Mountain at a frequency of 90.1 megahertz on your FM dial. We also broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Kwikwetlem, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, Katsi, Stolo, and other peoples. Join us online, cjsf.ca. And also make sure to tune in to our podcast forums on our website at cjsf.ca. Joining me today in the studio is regular co-host and long-term guest of this program, Faima.
Hello, hello, everyone.
As well as regular telephone guest and now in-person guest, Mary from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. How are you doing?
Good to be here.
Great to have you. And also programmer and volunteer and also wonderful cultural exchange ambassador, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Excellent. We've got a full studio in, and definitely big thanks to all of our friends from ACET who just finished their program earlier today. So we'll start things off with a little bit of music from a Canadian-Danish composer, classical musician, beautiful stuff, Abon, A-B-O with the slash N, from her album Wings of Adelaine, and this is the track Mirrors, and we'll be right back on Free Voices. Thank you. And we're back here on Free Voices. Nice way to start the program. And today's theme, Fahima?
Yes.
Is?
Is power of radio.
Very powerful medium indeed.
Yes.
And of course, you know, we'd love to hear everyone's kind of beginning thoughts on that.
Actually, this is my very favorite subject, the radio, because especially with the CJSF at the Simon Fraser University, Free Voices is very powerful. Radio is essentially is very powerful. When the war is happening, all the connection from the authority to the household to the citizen of the country is based on the radio for the safety. And many announcements, awareness, motivation, music, talk show, you name it. On top of all, the music is just plays a big role, and radio is really walking with you wherever you go, is following you. And that is amazing, and it brings motivation. And I do know that the radio is very powerful and is getting stronger and stronger, because in any condition we can communicate with the radio. And many across the country and many reservations across the country and outside of the country, reservation of indigenous people, they are listening to this program. And this radio station, it become more powerful because of the significant listeners across the country and also internationally from US, London, England, Germany, Australia, Europe, and many more. And basically, the radio is the significant instrument, I can explain it, in my life that occupy me, lead me, and bring, you know, manifestation in my path to carry on my purposes, my mission on this Mother Earth.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Any starting thoughts from yourself, Mary?
Oh, absolutely. I would say power comes from its ability to connect people across different demographics and geographics. Radio can play a significant role in social movements and plays as a huge role in shaping music trends as well. Radio reaches millions of people daily, making it a powerful tool for storytelling. I remember in the late 80s, when there was no social media, there was no Twitter, there was no cell phone. That's how we communicated. Like if there was a demonstration, if there was a rally, if there was an environmentalist in the town, coming, that was beside putting posters on the walls and in the community center, radio was number one for free. We would announce the events, what's in the city, what's coming to town, and that was easy. Everything is on the phone. I don't know if you're familiar with this non-profit Dutch radio called Radio Garden. Beautiful. That's talking about connection and communities. You can connect to people in Mongolia or Siberia or Brazil. You can just press a button and just connect with people. Just listen to their music. Listen to what they're talking. You may not understand, but music is a international language.
Radio Garden is a really cool app that you can... there's a website. If you go to radio.garden, you can also download that for iOS or Android devices. I have it on my phone. I've been using it for years. And I actually make sure that CJSF is on that so you can tune in and listen to it.
Yes.
It's a reliable way to listen. And I have a long list of radio stations all across, from Hong Kong to Osaka to Hawaii to Scotland to Cleveland to
Africa.
Mexico City to Libya, Israel, you know,
amazing.
Australia, Tehran. You know, they even have Pyongyang radio on there. So it's incredible. it's everywhere.
Absolutely.
Charlotte, your initial thoughts on radio, the power of radio.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. As you know, I host my show, Start From CJSF, and I realize that radio is a powerful leverage where we have our voices, but we want more people who relate to us to get it, right? To feel that we're together, to feel the sense of belonging and join the community. And the radio is the technology that brought that all together. Mm-hmm. So I definitely appreciate it. And I think, like, the name of this show called The Free Voices, how do we pass our voices? How do we send the message and information to others is what the wonderful part of the radio.
Wow.
Great.
Beautiful. Well, we'll try and use our other form of radio communication to get a hold of Wegadesk here in a moment, and we'll put on a track while we attempt to get in contact with him. And you're listening to Free Voices, of course, on 90.1 FM on the radio, CJSF, and we'll be right back. Radio by Vancouver band Pen Pal Aloha. And on the line with us, we have our dear friend Wegadesk. How are you doing? Can you hear us?
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be with you guys after being offline for a few weeks. But I'm super grateful to be here with y'all. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Glad to have you. And if you could take us through some deep breaths, we'd love that.
Absolutely, y'all. You know how important this air is, so let's prepare our body by relaxing our shoulders. relaxing our jaw, our toes, and we want to have a big Buddha belly while we do this. So our body's nice and relaxed. And let's go in through the nose on 3, 2, 1, all the way in. And a nice sigh on that exhale. Let it all go. Let's do 2 more of those. All right, 1 more. Let's bring that love in. And release the stress.
Wow.
And our theme, our theme today, the power of radio. And through the power of radio communications, we were able to get in contact with you. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
100%, man. And, you know, I'm no technical expert or anything like that, but the power of radio seems like magic to me. Same with a lot of the things that we use today, like our cell phones, TVs, all this stuff. It's like, how on earth? And so I'm going to chalk up the power of radio and all technology to the power of God. And if you don't believe in God, then we'll just call it the universe or whatever the forces of evolution are. And I know that God gives every single experience to us for our benefit. And so I really think the only thing that I want to say about a topic that I don't know much about is that it's very important that we do not abuse these powers and that we use these powers for the goodness of our community and ourselves. So next time you're going to send a text or make a phone call or say something on the radio, I hope it's at least inspired by love and truth and the inspiration to help humanity achieve our greatest accomplishment yet.
Wonderful.
And that's it.
Beautiful.
Well said, my friend, as always.
Awesome. Cool. And what's going on the radio show next?
Well, we've had a pretty busy day here at the station. We've had almost 20 people here at the station. We've had kind of live programming starting with Charlotte's show around noon, and we're going to have excellent afternoon as well as evening programming here. And we're coming into, you know, the holiday time, and it's a great time to use our powers, as you said, for good. Use them for positive things and to change, and not just change, but broadcast that change.
Yeah, I like it, man. I like it. Thanks for your help in the studio and everybody there. I'm sending my love to you guys. It's so awesome that the show is continuing while Chief's getting his wings.
Absolutely. You know, I'm sure he's using some radio in his flight school quite a bit. So
probably.
We'll have to pick his brain on that.
Hey, I'm glad you made it, Begadesk. It's good
we
to have
you. We love you, brother.
Thank you.
Of course. All the best, everybody.
All right. We'll say bye for now, my friend. Take care.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Wegadask.
Great.
A champion high diver, a member of the Mi'kmaq Nation, a very spiritually and positively minded person, and a regular guest on this program. It's always great to get in contact with him.
Absolutely.
While we get our next kind of segments of the program going, we've got another piece of music here.
Wonderful.
Sent over from, I believe, Huayang. She's got a lovely list curated for us each week. And this track is Mind Reader by Mars Red Sky. And you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
as Quench likes to say, so good, nice and heavy stuff. Always has a great selection of that. Mars Red Sky Mind Reader, and that band is from Bordeaux in France. Very cool. And I was thinking about, you know, how radio has impacted my life, and it brought me back to kind of the first time I interacted with radio growing up in California in the 90s. There's a lovely selection of radio stations, and two that I remember are KDFC, which is an all-classical station in the Bay Area, and I love that because I learned piano growing up, so I it was nice to hear the music I was learning and studying on the radio. And you're like, oh, okay, people actually are enjoying this,
yeah,
and it's part of it.
Absolutely.
And the other one was shout out to KCSM, Jazz 91.1, which is a 24/7 jazz radio station, and they've been around and they broadcast. They're also a community and campus station from San Mateo in the Bay Area. And I would stay up late and I would take my cassette deck, and I would make mixtapes. I would make mixtapes. I would record a song or two and make a little 1 hour mixtape of things I heard actually from the radio. And that inspired me to.
And then you played it in your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Cassette decks, yeah.
I would ask them,
hey, can you put this tape in our green van? So big shout outs to that. And it's a powerful medium, and all of us have been impacted. And Mary and I were speaking about co-op radio as well, too, which is another one of our sister stations here in the Vancouver area, 100.5 CFRO. And two shows that I love on there, big shout-outs to the A-Train radio program with New Dadoon, which has been going on for, oh my goodness.
Ages.
Yeah, 20-plus years, as well as another long-standing program, The Reggae Show with George Barrett, which, in my opinion, is one of the best reggae programs on the planet. It's fantastic. And each station has their own gems. You know, CJSF has a lot of amazing programs, the Vancouver Mixtape, Free Voices, Intravenous. We've got our Speak Up programs. We've got Analog Archives. We've got all of these programs that are unique to where we have situated ourselves on Burnaby Mountain, but we also have, you know, our friends in the radio space as well, too. And there's a power in community, and not just the radio itself on our own here, but also our community,
the community
to work with other radio stations. And we do have a conference every year, the NCRA, where people who are part of the radio ecosystem come together and talk about how best to support and keep it vibrant. So, super good. So maybe the question I might ask is, do you remember the first time you listened to the radio?
Me?
Yes, and everyone. I would say, and put that question out to everybody.
Actually, the radio in my childhood, we didn't have the television. Not every household had television. And I remember I was so small, I was standing in the big, giant radio. And it looked like a furniture, basically, and very old. And I was just standing in front of it, couldn't imagine how many people are singing, playing an instrument, or telling stories. All of these activity, I was like visualizing and standing in front of it for the very long time, looking at the big the giant radio and thinking, oh, all of these people are inside. These are the expression from my childhood that I witnessed with the radio. And of course, down the road, Councillor Ferry was involved with the radio station, and she had on television, mostly with television. And that was her volunteer work, that she had to travel to the south. And at that time, we were living in Ahvaz, in south of Iran, right beside the Gulf, I believe. And then it was like few hours traveling to go to Abadan. And my parents, and I was so small, I wasn't going schooling even at that time, very small. And they were taking her for the recording to Abadan for the radio show and the television show, you know, basically that she was dedicating it to the community. And this is what I remember, the power of the radio, basically. And till today, I love it.
Beautiful. How about yourself, Charlotte? What was the first kind of time you listened to the radio, or your first experience?
Oh, well, I think it was in my dad's car. So me and my dad are always